All right, welcome again to our series on DevOps for the bot framework, or we're teaching you how to rub a little DevOps on your bots.
Exactly.
And I'm Thiago Almeida.
And I am Donovan Brown.
And in this instance, we're going to talk to you about testing. I know Donovan mentioned continuous deployment before, but we're going to test first before
yes.
we deploy. So the considerations that you have, extra considerations that you would have with the bot framework on top of a regular application could be things like authentication, for example. So there's a couple of libraries out there. If you look up bot auth, all in one word, online, you will find some code that we are writing in our team to allow you to go out and authenticate against a Microsoft account, for example. And the basics behind it is it will create an endpoint on the bot code, since it's a regular web API, to receive a redirect URL back from whatever you're going to. So if it's normal OAuth, it should be able to just from your bot, instead of telling the user, oh, give me your Microsoft, your account name or and your password in the actual history of the code of the bot, we want you to basically create a sign-in link that the bot gives the user. The user will click on that, go to the actual website where there's a login, in this case a Microsoft account, but it could be something else, like a VSTS or any OAuth provider. Sign in there, and in the redirect URL of that link, you would redirect it back to the bot code, and in there you just confirm that the authentication was successful and tell the bot to continue the conversation. So we have some sample code. If you look for bot auth, there's some samples in there, but that's how you would take care of authentication. And for automated testing, how do you get around that? So that's why I have auth here. And that sometimes with OAuth, what I'll do is I create a separate console-based application that will talk to your bot via direct line, using the direct line token. And in there, I will sign in once and refresh the token for the user. And as long as you're using the same from user in the value, it will refresh that token for that user. And then once you go into your tests, you configure it to use that same from user value in the conversation between the bot and the user. So I can show you that a little bit later during the demo. Another thing that you should consider, especially when you're doing unit testing, of course, functional testing, not so much, but for unit testing, is mocking the dependencies that you're calling out. So in this case here, how do you mock the actual bot framework itself, the connector? And also, if you're depending on Lewis as for language understanding, how do you mock that? So I'll show you that in the demo as well. And then, of course, there's different types of testing. Load testing is pretty similar, but you would use the direct line connector to talk to it. And I have a few links here in this page as well for you to go to and look at how we've written some documentation for unit testing your bot.
Cool.
So let's jump into demo. Okay, so let me switch over here. The first thing I mentioned is auth, and the way we did it for Azure, if you're depending on an OAuth, basically what I did was I created this little console conversation application here. It's a very simple app, but what it does, it talks to the direct line token, and I called it out in the first one, but pretty quickly. But direct line, it's one of the channels that you can talk to your bot, but it basically talks straight to the bot. Without actually having an interface. And then you have to handle everything in code. So what I'm doing here is whenever the user sends a message, we are getting that message and sending it to the bot, and then vice versa. I'm reading anything that comes from the bot in this async method here and posting it to the command line. So a simple command line interface. And the reason I have this here is when I run the application, I'm always using this same value for from user. So if I find that here, you will see that when I create an activity, I'm always using, that's been sent from the user, I'm always using the same from user. And once I authenticate once through the command line with my with an account that I know that has access to the bot, or you know that has access to the OAuth dependency that my bot has, then I can go into the tests that I set up. So if I go here, I have the Azure bot here. You can see I have a few tests. And if I look at one of the tests one of the variables that I have here is also a from user with the same value that I used there. And if I look at tests and my run settings, it's basically it has a value for that from user here, right? So it is sharing basically the same from user, and it thinks it's the same user running the test as well.
Got it.
That's the way we got around the OAuth requirement. But you know, by default for a bot, you would basically get the user to authenticate outside and come back in, and then the bot knows the token and continues using it there.
Got it.
So this is for functional tests or unit tests if you haven't mocked the calls themselves.
If you haven't mocked the calls themselves, then it's not a unit test.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
If you want to get a purist about it, right? That's
exactly.
The whole point.
So, and here I have another bot, the same one that we showed in CI, the one that we're building. And I have two projects here, and one is this App Insights tests. And basically what I'm doing here is creating a few tests to change city, for example. So this is a test class that inherits from dialog test base. And then I have a few test methods. This one is just checking it, that it'll change the city. So I say hi to the bot and send it to the bot and expect this to be true. So the bot will reply, welcome to the search city. Then I say my name, Thiago. It's meant to say welcome, Thiago, and then finally change the city. So this is the test, is you know, make sure that it's changing the city. But this is a unit test, so I'm basically mocking out the dialogues and everything else here that I'm depending on. And the way I did it is I basically picked up the files from the bot builder code itself in their NuGet, their open source on NuGet, and I copied them over to my test here. So dialogue test base, fiber test base, and the mock connector factory here. So that's how I'm creating actual unit tests with the bot framework and mocking out the actual bot framework itself. So when it runs, it's running all locally and mocking the actual bot framework. And then, of course, I have another one here for functional tests. This is where I have basically a similar list of things. So hi, my name, and then changing the city. But this time, we're actually going against the real bot. And I have just a bot helper class here that still talks to direct line, like the unit test didn't have direct line, and this one does, and it sends the messages straight to direct line. So it starts a new conversation, and whatever I tell it to send, it'll send the message to the bot itself and expect the right messages back. So that's the code from .NET. And then from Node, you see here I have the same example, that core App Insights one. I have a couple of packages here, Mocha and Assert and JUnit to convert it. And basically in my tests, I use a description, you know, the usual Mocha descriptions of, you know, the current city, it should run. And what we extended is we created this test bot with a list of things that it should expect from the test itself. So we created this folder with dialog flows and say current city here. It basically sends it out to the bot, expects this back, sends it out, expect it back, and you keep doing this to run the test. So you can create multiple dialog flows and just tell this to run through all of those dialog flows. This is actually part of a one of those links that I put in the slides here. So I'll make sure to copy it for you so that you can see it. So Mor Shamesh from my team, he wrote up that extension there that makes it pretty easy, and also an example of it. So this is the unit testing for Node bot-based bots. And he goes into a lot of details here. And then, of course, he also talks about how to mock Lewis, cool. which is important. And then finally, at the end, he has a link to his repo that you can see the where I got the code for and then added it to my bot itself for the unit testing. And then finally, what I want to show you is in this is the same one that Donovan showed in the previous video. And if we look at here, it's running, this is the C-sharp one. And basically, we have a test assemblies one there, just like you would do with any normal unit testing. And I'm telling it to go to just the unit testing DLL to run it there. There's different ways that you can do, you know, to tell it to run specific tests. I basically just pointed it at the right DLL from the get-go. You could use test filter criteria as well if you have all the functional and unit tests in the same DLL as well. And this is basically just going to run the unit tests that we saw before. So if I go back to, say, the node one here, and we look at one of the recent runs, we can see in the build results, we can see that it ran successfully, and it runs npm test to run all of those tests like that. And it even shows, you know, the same code that we saw in my code running the test. And then it runs also the code coverage
Istanbul.
As well.
Yep.
So using Istanbul. So that's a tip that Donovan gave me. It's pretty easy to get Istanbul in there. And you'll be able to get the code that we have in there as well and see how we implemented it. And finally, we publish the test result, post the code coverage, and we can go back to our build here, and then that publishes it to the test summary here. So we have test results for all the tests. We have code coverage. It looks like I have
doing pretty good.
Yeah, 60.
This is pretty good, actually.
70, that's not bad. I thought I was doing even worse. And then if you want to see the names of the tests and everything, just go into the tests tab and change it from fail to all of them. You can see test change city, current city, and greetings. And if we look at the .NET one, it's a very similar story. It just uses VS test with the test that we wrote in the .NET side. So let me go into this build. You can see the same test results and code coverage. For code coverage, you actually there's just a tick box in the test assemblies task that you tell it to enable code coverage for it. And if you go into tests, change it to all, you will have the same three tests that I created in the code as well.
Awesome.
So this is testing for unit testing. And finally, if you want to implement functional testing, I only did a functional test for the C-sharp one. So that's in the releases tab. And we're going to go into more details of release later on. But here in the C-sharp, I not only have the things to actually do the deployment, but once it's deployed, I run test assemblies. And you'll notice here that I have ** test assemblies, and that's because when I copy from the output from the build, I'm only telling it to copy the specific DLL that has functional testers.
And this is a good example of where you need to continuously test. You not only test in your unit test during your build, but you also test functional tests, load tests, perf tests, security tests as part of your release once it's deployed as well. Because
exactly.
The difference between unit and integration or functional testing is integration needs the entire environment integrated together so that it can test that the code still functions as a complete solution versus in isolation. There are times that the unit test will pass, but you put that one piece into the big system, and then all of a sudden funny stuff starts to happen, which is why it's important to test at every level. This is a great example.
And if we go here into releases, I'll go to the last one that ran. You will see that for a specific release in this beta one, it's saying that 100% of the tests passed. So it's basically running those same three tests, but to the deployed bot, not just unit testing.
Very, very cool.
And of course, you know, in a real world solution, you'd have a lot more tests and you would test different scenarios that would cover the whole of the code that you have.
Absolutely.
Cool. So that's bot testing in general. I showed you how you would mock, where you can go to find out more about mocking the bot framework in both Node and in C#, and then how to integrate all of that into Visual Studio Team Services, both in the build phase for unit testing and then in release for functional or integration testing as
exactly.
Well.
So I said this at the end of the last video, but this time it'll be true. Next time we're going to be talking about continuous delivery. So we'll see you guys in the next video. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.